Well, it is game one of the Bay Bridge Series. A beautiful day down here in Arizona. We bring in the captain, Ken Korak, of course, the lead voice of the A's radio network. Captain, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Marty. It's great to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to talk some baseball with you, as we love to do.
Yes. You and I have done, what we do, right?
Well, we've done it for like 25 years already, so I think we're probably going to get it down at one point, I think. But I'll start off with this. Baseball is back. And I was thinking about it and, you know, and looking at the history of the United States and the history of baseball. After World War II, people couldn't wait to buy homes and get appliances and cars and all these things. Everyone was so happy the conflict was over. And baseball really flourished during that time. I kind of get the same feeling now that we're coming to maybe a little bit of an area of the pandemic where we're starting to feel that maybe there's some normalcy out there. And I think baseball is going to be the beneficiary of that. And I think fans can't wait to get more of a regular season and to get to the ballpark. And your feeling about it?
You know, I agree 100%, Marty. And I think we've seen that during spring training where even though the capacities were limited, the A's had just about 2,000 for their games at Hokam. People wanted to go, and that was a tough ticket to get. And I think it's also the perfect sport because it's played outdoors. So that helps, too, and you can arrange the pods and the social distancing. And obviously it's been pretty well proven that being outdoors is the safest way to go about doing things like this, Marty. So I'm really excited about it. And yeah, I'm sure, and I've heard from a lot of fans, and they can't wait to get back to the ballpark.
Well, let's talk about this game today. Dalton Jeffries is going for the A's today. And actually, they've only listed Jeffries and Petit and former Giant Birch Smith, remember him, going for the A's today. Tell us about Dalton Jeffries, because he'll probably go five or six innings, I imagine.
And former Giant Yusmeiro Petit has been a big factor out of the A's bullpen the last two or three years. Well, I would think it's a big start for him, Marty, because Mike Fiers is going to open the year on the injured list. And so there's been a competition for the fifth starter spot to begin the year. And the A's don't have the luxury of days off in the first couple of weeks of the season. So they're going to need their fifth starter, likely in a start against the Dodgers next week. So A.J. Puck and left-handed pitcher from the University of Oregon named Cole Irvin and Jeffries right now are in a pretty heated competition for that spot. Bay Area fans, I think, might know Dalton from the time that he spent at Cal. He's a great pitcher at Cal. He's from the Central Valley, so he has a real California connection. And he's come back from Tommy John surgery, so he's a little bit like A.J. Puck from the standpoint that he hasn't thrown that many innings since he signed with the A's, Marty, and he was drafted in 2016. But he's extremely talented. He's a legitimate major league pitcher. He had felt in his own self-evaluation that his best pitches were his fastball and his changeup. He has developed a really good breaking ball this year, so I think he has a chance to be really good.
All right, we'll see him today, and he goes against Connor Menez today. Looking at the lineup for the A's today, the catcher, a familiar name, Aramis Garcia. We really enjoy him. He's from Southern Florida. I always said, in spring training, he was one of the best hitters I'd ever seen in batting practice, and then it didn't exactly translate because he got hurt all the time, but he's catching today for the A's, Aramis Garcia. Good for him.
And you told me that he was a really good interview, and he's proven to be that when we had him on the other day during one of our Cactus League broadcasts. He's a very important piece for the A's going forward, Marty, for a couple of reasons. Number one, when the A's consummated the trade with the Rangers, in which they acquired Elvis Andrus with Chris Davis going over there, and Jonah Heim, who spent the latter part of last year as the A's backup catcher, also went to Texas in that deal, and the A's really wanted Garcia. He's a guy, he wasn't just a throw-in in that trade, so the A's have been high on him for a long time, and is, you know, he's the number two pick of the Giants out of Florida International. And he's important, too, because Sean Murphy, who we all think is one of the best young catchers in baseball, is coming back from a collapsed lung and then surgery during the offseason. So whether or not that may limit his playing time early in the year, he's come back and he looks good. But The A's feel really good about Aramis Garcia as their backup catcher in tandem with Murphy this year, Marty.
Well, we like him a lot. As I said, a good kid, a good hitter. He's got power, and I'm glad he's getting a chance here. You know, the Giants have picked up a player that you had last year, and I want to get your thoughts about Tommy La Stella. Now, Ken, he's going to play third. He's going to play first. He's going to play second. They challenge him a little bit defensively. We've heard that. What's your take on Tommy La Stella? Well, give me a scouting report on him.
He's a really good player. He gives you a great at-bat. That's a little bit of a cliche to say, but he works the count. He almost never strikes out, always puts the ball in play. He's a perfect guy at the top of the lineup, whether it's – I think he's leading off today, isn't he, Marty?
Yes.
He's a good number two hitter. He's a very good number two hitter. He can go the other way. I don't think he's a bad defender by any means. He doesn't have great range, but he catches the balls. He makes the plays that you expect him to make, and he can play second and third, played primarily second base after the A's got him last year from the Angels. So I think he's going to help the Giants. He's a legitimate major league player, and especially a guy who puts the ball in play, can bat near the top of the lineup.
Baseball is very concerned about the action in the game. And really, last night in the game, there was a walk, a strikeout, a walk, a strikeout, a walk, and a strikeout. Believe me, that was the inning that one of the Mariner pitchers threw last night. And I'm sure if Rob Manfred was watching it, he said, oh, my goodness, we got to stop this. They want to talk about getting the bunt back, getting the steal back in the game, you know, showing the athleticism. How do you feel about it, and can baseball get it done? Because let's face it, the A's with Moneyball really took the steal and the bunt out of the game.
They did, and now they're at least in one of the leagues, in the minor leagues, Marty, they're going to make the bases bigger, right?
Yeah,
and they're
AAA.
Hoping that increases the number of stolen bases. I'm not sure if it's going to have that kind of effect. I'm not as concerned about it maybe as some people. I would imagine if I was a left-handed hitter, I might feel differently because of the shifting. I do think you're going to see some change. They seem pretty intent on it. There's two things they really want. They seem to want more stolen bases, and they seem to want they really want the ball put in play more. And I kind of understand that. I do think you may see as early as next year some legislation regarding the shifting. I'm not sure how you feel about it, but I'm not as obsessed with it as some people are. But I think you may see some movement from that standpoint, at least as it pertains to the shifts.
Well, I think there will be, because, you know, you got pitchers throwing 97, 98, 100, 95, and everyone says, oh, if they shift you to right field, well, then hit the ball to left field. It's not that simple to do that. And the game isn't set up that way. So I think that they've got to do something, because a left-handed hitter is averages about 230 now. And the way the shift is set up, and we have so many more analytics now and history of where you hit the ball, that it's really taken some of the fun out of the game.
Well, I'll grant you that. And I have moved somewhat off my initial stance, which was to be against legislating the shifting, to a point now where I'm at least willing to consider it. Okay, so I'll give you that. I'm moving in that direction.
All right.
Well, you know, I for that, Mr. Barrister. So that's where I'm at with it.
All right. You know, you put two on the right side, two on the left side. Let's see what happens. Or you could put four on the right side. So, you know, let's see what happens. But I'll be radical with you, and I'll say this. The pitchers are so good now that perhaps
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, perhaps they should consider. It sounds crazy, but they've done it in baseball before. Maybe move the mound back a couple of feet.
It's not happening. Okay, that's not going to happen. I understand where you're coming from. That is not going to happen.
All right. I'm always thinking. You know that.
Yes,
all right,
you are.
So how are the A's going to do in this division? Houston, you know, they've got so many injuries, and the pitching is a little questionable. They signed McCullers to a big contract. Verlander is out. Seattle, to me, is ways away. Texas is awful. The Angels pitching is still not there, even though they've got a nice team on the field. How do the A's stack up this year?
Well, they've been in the postseason 3 years in a row, and they finally broke through, even though it was a truncated season last year, to win the division. they believe they can win the division. I'd be surprised if they weren't in contention. I'm the world's worst prognosticator, but they really believe they have a really good club, Marty. And so I would expect them to be right there at the end, whether or not they win the division or not. Things can happen during the course of the season that are unforeseen, but they have a good club. I don't think there's any question. And there's a winning culture that they have there, which comes, I think, from being in the postseason 11 times beginning in 2000 and the last 3 years. And, you know, there was some concern, I think, amongst the fan base during the offseason because they were very quiet. But then the flurry of moves that they executed toward the end of the offseason, I think, really buoyed not only the club's chances, but also the hopes of the fan base this year, Marty.
Well, we'll see. What do you think about the Bay Bridge series? Of course, it's only two games. It's down here in Arizona because of COVID. But, you know, A's, Giants, does it move the needle for you? And I go back to Bill King and his nickname for the Giants and all that. And, you know, there's always been Sandy Alderson love beating the Giants. So how does it stack up right now?
Not during the Cactus League. No, I'm up in the Bay Area now, so I'm not down there. And the fact that it's being played in Arizona and tomorrow's game begins at noon, and I know the A's are flying out to come up here after the game. So it doesn't hold any special significance for me now, especially because the games are played down there. The only really positive thing, I think, about having the Bay Bridge series annually up here in the Bay Area was I thought it was helpful, I think, especially for some of the young players to play with the third deck, as they say, to play a couple of games under the lights and maybe try to acclimate to playing at night again. But I don't think that there's not a whole lot going on with these two games. I think both managers would tell you, Marty, just try to get through these two games healthy, and that's the main thing.
Well, the A's have had a good series, a good spring training down here. I think they've won 5 in a row. They're 15-9, so you couldn't ask for more. And the Giants look like they have some offense. They've figured out a way to score some runs. So we'll see where it ends up, but it's Connor Menez today, a left-hander, and Dalton Jeffries, righty or lefty? I don't know, Ken, righty?
Right-hander, Marty. Yeah, right-hander, yep. University of California.
That's the matchup today. Calling for you, what's the plan for the broadcast for you this year?
Well, at least to start the season, we're going to do the games exactly the way we did them last year, Marty. And that is that I'll be in the visiting TV booth, and Vince Catronio will be in the home radio booth in the Bill King broadcast booth. And then Glenn and Ray and Dallas will be separated as well. That's my understanding. And for the games that Ray comes over and does radio, he'll be over to my left in that little auxiliary press area where you used to do your pregame shows. He's almost sitting exactly where you used to sit. So, and then we'll do the road games off the TV monitor again this year, which was a challenge. We understand why, but there's kind of an inherent challenge to doing it. There is some maybe guarded optimism that we might be able to travel during the second half of the season. Not sure that's going to happen, but at least for the first half, it's pretty definite that we'll be doing the games the way we did last year.
Well, you guys have it down, as John and Dave do with Crook and Kipe. You'd never know. Every once in a while, there's a blip on the radar. But generally, you guys do
believe
a great
me,
job.
If they're like me, you're making some of the stuff up, right?
It's like, yeah. Well, that's
like, especially with when the base guys are more than a couple of guys that are on the bases, or at least two base runners. We're not exactly sure where they're going, and we're just hoping that we're guessing right. I think some of the times.
The old recreation is back. Bill would have had fun with this. My goodness.
That's right, yeah.
He would have been good. All right. Hey, great to have you on. Be well. And, you know, obviously we're going to have games during the season, and we listen to you all the time anyway. So be well and have a good season.
Be well, too, Marty. Enjoy opening day, and it's always great to be with you.
All right, thanks. That is the captain, Ken Korak. We'll be back with more. Bill and Kerry and I will talk it up. You're listening to KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.